Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Joining us this morning, Dan LeBrod, CEO of Ovation Health and Life Services. He's a healthcare benefits expert. And we're talking about open enrollment, which so many people are going through right now as we speak. Dan, thanks for being on with us once again. A lot of people questioning what exactly their coverage is going to look like in the new year because of how much premiums have increased across the board. As we go through this process, what are some of the common things you're hearing from people when they see that, you know, sticker shock of sorts of the premiums going way up?
Yeah, the sticker shock is real. It's interesting because, you know, we've seen everyone anticipates a, say, 10% increase year. I talked to an employer yesterday. They said we budget for 21, but the individual market is taking a much bigger hit this year. I had a client who called me about her daughter who just got a 52% increase. And, you know, that's freaking her out. She doesn't know if she can afford it. So I think we're going to see a lot of sticker shock. Coverage won't be too different than what it was last year, maybe a few increases in maybe co-pays and deductibles. But overall, it's going to be the cost of the care that's really going to hit everybody in that shock.
You know, Dan, I just did mine yesterday, and I got to say, it was stressful. I mean, over the years, I used to just kind of let things roll over and just do the same thing every year. This year, I made a big change and went with a high deductible and opened an HSA. It seemed like that was the direction that my employer was trying to get me to move in. And when I did the math, it really made the most sense. Do you see a lot more people going that route?
Yeah, I think, well, I think you first hit it right on the head where these decisions are not about just the health plan. It's really about, it's a financial decision. So you have to figure out, you know, what is my budget? How much am I going to use my health plan? What am I going to be out of pocket? And then balance that with what's the difference in the premium. So if I know I'm going to spend a bunch of money on healthcare, maybe I spend a little bit more on premium to get a lower deductible so I hit my out-of-pocket faster. So you have to figure that numbers out. But in your case, I think high deductible health plans can be great if you have the income to put into an HSA. Many times we see people choose a high deductible health plan strictly because it's the cheapest, and they don't intend to put any money in the HSA, take advantage of those tax-free funds. And all that does is give them crappy coverage that they can't use, basically. Now, it's great for an emergency where it's something, a huge bill, they end up in the hospital, and, you know, they limit their risk. But for the daily stuff, like going to the doctor when I'm sick, they avoid that because they don't have those co-pays, et cetera. So it's really a balancing act for people, but many people are not going to have a choice at all. It's just going to be, hey, I can only afford this plan that has a really high deductible and no coverage until I meet that deductible. And that's not beneficial for anybody.
So if you're switching to one of these plans, you know, I've been on a plan like that for a while. We have an HSA or maybe it's an FSA. Well, first off, what's the difference?
Yeah, so there are two differences. So first of all, an FSA is basically the employer is funding your amount in advance. So you can elect on January 1, say, to put in, let's call it $3,000 into an FSA. That money can be used for medical expenses throughout the year that are qualified under that flexible spending account. But the difference is the employer from day one basically is funding that. So if I put $3,000 in, it's available on January 1. And then they pull it out of my paycheck throughout the year in 26, 24, 52, you know, payments. With an HSA, it is funded by the employee or the person, the individual. They put that money in. They can do a lump sum at the beginning of the year and say, hey, the max is $6,000. I'm going to go ahead and dump $6,000 in that account. I get to keep the tax-free benefit of it by moving that money in there. And I can use it for qualified expenses. If I'm doing it through my employer, they may be pulling a certain amount of my paycheck out each time I get paid, but the amount available is only that amount I've put in that account so far. So there isn't like that advanced funding like in an FSA. They both work. The difference is an HSA, the money accumulates as you put it in. With an FSA, the employer is actually funding it first. So that there is, if you were to quit mid-year, the employer is on the hook for the rest of the fund. You know, they basically have paid that money. So there can be some risk for an employer with an FSA, but they're both great ways to get some tax-free money to use for qualified medical expenses.
All right, I get it. So would there be a reason to have both? Because of that, like you said, that money is right there in January if you have the FSA.
Well, so you can't, the IRS does not allow you to have both. So if your employer does offer both, if you're doing a health high deductible health plan through your employer and they offer an FSA and HSA, you can't have both. You'd have to choose one or the other.
Well, when it comes to these high deductible plans that people are looking at, is there a, when you're advising somebody, I mean, is there a point in time or a point in somebody's life where you start to go, okay, hold up. I know you don't use the doctor a lot. You're not using this a ton. It's worked for you at this point, but now it might be time to switch over.
I'll give you an example of someone we just helped doing this. They're taking a expensive drug. That drug is about $1,500 a month. And so I said, well, you can have a copay and a deductible and coinsurance and pay, I think maybe it was like a $150, $200 copay for this drug. And that's going to go towards your out of pocket. But throughout the year, you're going to have this high deductible hanging over your head. Or you eat the $1,500 for 4 months, which is $6,000. They meet their max out of pocket within the first 4 months and they're covered 100% for the rest of the year. And they're like, oh, that makes total sense. So I pay less premium. I pay more for my drug for 4 months, but then I'm met my out-of-pocket. I don't have any more costs the rest of the year. So their drug is free the rest of the year. Any care they get is free the rest of the year. That makes a lot of sense. So again, it's that math problem and looking at how much you're going to use your care, what you're using it for over the next 12 months.
So much to consider. I mean, it is crunch time for a lot of people. I know our deadline here is tomorrow, but it's something that people need to set aside time for, right?
Definitely. And I think everyone needs to find a qualified advisor. I belong to our National Association of Insurance Producers, NABIP, NABIP.org. And I recommend anyone that's looking for help, go to that website. You can search by your geography and find a licensed, qualified agent, not just some phone person getting on there and talking through. I even know that the government is cracking down on oversight of brokers, making sure that the people that are helping are actually qualified, licensed insurance brokers. And something to know, using a broker does not cost anything extra. They get paid a commission on the plan. It's already built in the plan. If you just do it on your own, the insurance company keeps that extra commission. So get somebody qualified to help you and walk you through these decisions that we're talking about.
Well, Dan, thanks again for joining us and helping us sort through some of this stuff. A lot of people going through the process right now. Dan LeBrod is CEO of Ovation Health and Life Services, joining us live.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.